Criterion titles. In order to analyze transactions correctly, we need to call the transactions by their proper names. We need to use the simplest and most logically consistent nomenclature we can find. Authoritarians seek to keep us from doing realistic analysis using euphemisms. That process creates a lot of different names for the same type of transactions. Obama famously attempted to distinguish between a state-imposed tax and a state-imposed mandate. He didn't mention that state-imposed taxes and state-imposed mandates are both, really, armed robbery. If we need to be more honest about the way we talk about government force and fraud, then it might also be a good idea to think about the titles we give to the functionaries of government. Currently, they are referred to by language suggesting what they would like us to believe they are doing. We need to give them titles that describe what they actually do. Let's start with the president. The word president is meant to suggest an image of a wise man presiding rationally over the proceedings of a government that is working hard to promote the welfare of its citizens. What the president actually does is to order murder, robbery, and fraud on an industrial scale. So, how about we call him the crime king of the United Syndicates of America? The crime king of the USA is at the top of a hierarchy known as the chain of command. A group called the Joint Chiefs of Staff is assigned to carry out the orders of the president. These chiefs of staff are specialists in mass murder, mass incarceration, and mass destruction of all kinds. They can kill you on the land. They can kill you on the sea. They can kill you in the air. They can even kill you in outer space. They can blow your house to smithereens with a drone at any time. For these wonderful services, the Joint Chief Criminals are both well paid and thanked. What they really deserve might be a little different. Perhaps they should replace the medals and such they wear on their uniforms with a simple name tag that says, Mass Murderer. I'm sure they'd prefer to be called generals and admirals. But to do true scientific analysis, they need to be described according to what they actually do. These mass murderers loosely control a gang of about 1.3 million thugs, also known as soldiers, sailors, and airmen. They and their kind have killed millions of people. If we can't keep them from murdering people, maybe we can at least talk honestly about what they are doing and why. The chain of command defines the brutal outlines of the statist enforcement mechanism. But more is required to make the system appear to work than just brute force. There are about 250 people outside the chain of command for every person inside the chain of command. One person with a gun cannot control 250 people who may or may not have guns. If enough people don't consent to control by the chain of command, it's game over for the chain of command. These chain of command fanatics need to be stopped from committing mass murder, or at least slowed down. We should try every polite and nonviolent means at our disposal to bring them to reason. As Isaac Asimov famously wrote, "Violence is the last resort of the incompetent." The chain of command needs to understand that. Just talking honestly about these issues will bring much more relief than most people realize. Brute force alone will not keep a government in power. If brute force would keep a government in power, there would be no revolutions. Authoritarian trickery combined with brute force usually keeps the lid on the social pressure cooker while we wait for the next political meltdown. The chain of command is the backbone of the state. The rest of the parts are usually supplied by a mixture of cops and priests. The most dominant priesthood in Western civilization is currently described by the phrase, the rule of law. I think calling it the rule of lawyers is a much better description. Calling it the rule of liars, that might be even more accurate. The law is not a science, it's a religion. There is no acceptable scientific definition of fairness or equality. We are asked to have faith in a group of aging liars called the Supreme Court. Maybe we should call them the Supreme Clowns. Some of the stuff they come up with would be hilarious if it weren't so damaging. The founding constitution of our system of laws and the United Syndicates of America is a very authoritarian document. Authoritarian is a euphemism for criminal. Our criminal constitution has been the basis for a multi-century crime spree. All men were created equal in the Declaration of Independence. But the Constitution of the United Syndicates of America put a swift end to that idea. I guess our founding fathers never figured out that taxes are terrorism. We have been trying for centuries to reach nirvana through armed robbery. We have achieved dystopia. Maybe we should try just telling the truth. When the game is fair, we all win. When the game is rigged, we all lose. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.